ஓம் ஸ்ரீ கணேசாய நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சரஸ்வத்யை நமஹ. ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஓம் சமஸ்த ஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்மவித்வரம். ஓம் சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய விஸ்வோத்பத்யாதிஹேதவே தாபத்ரய விநாசாய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணாய வயம் நுமஹ. ஹரி ஓம். ஸோ தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ஐ திங்க் சம் ஃபோர் ஸ்லோகாஸ் ஐ ஹவ் பாடிலி லிஃப்டெட் ஃப்ரம் பாகவதம். தே ஆர் நாட் மை கம்போசிஷன். ஓகே, அக்னாலஜ்மெண்ட். அதாவது காப்பி ரைட் திஸ் நவ்டேஸ் ஸோ மெனி திங். Very clearly I am saying that they are not my shlokas. You have to acknowledge, right? Acknowledge. From Srimad Bhagavatam. These four shlokas actually the very essence of the whole book Manashodhanam. We have seen the whole thought progress and all that. But here what we have seen, காம, குரோத, லோப, பய, ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் அவர் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி மைண்ட், ரைட்? ஸோ தி திஸ் ஃபோர் ஸ்லோகஸ் இஸ் எ வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் எக்ஸ்போசிஷன். ஈவன் பிக் பிக் புக்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைக்காலஜி ஆல்சோ கேன் நாட் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஸோ டைரக்ட்லி கிளியர்லி. Ready? Oh, of course ready. So now, next shloka now. Asankalpat jayet kamam. Krodham kama vivarjanat. Arthanarthikshaya lobham. பயம் தத்வாவமர்ஷனாத். ஸோ இன் தி ஸ்லோக ஹவு டு எலிமினேட் தி ஃபோர், காம, குரோத, லோப அண்ட் பய. வெரி பவர்ஃபுல். அசங்கல்பாத் ஜயேத் காமம். ஜயேத், ஒன் ஷுட் conquer, overcome, calm, desire. How? Asankalpa. Don't entertain sankalpa. Finish. Khatam ho gaya baat. Asankalpat jayet kamam. Krodham kama vivarjanat. And if the desire vivarjana is eliminated, then anger is also gone. See what we saw? If our desire is frustrated, obstructed, we get angry. But if desire itself is not there, then where is the anger? Achha. Artha anartha ikshaya. Ikshaya. And I am seeing, observing, the calamitous results of earth, wealth, overcome greed for it. And bhayam tattva avamarshanat. And get rid of fear by realizing the absolute truth. Now one by one you have to say. Asankalpat jayet kamam. Now you see, whenever you go anywhere, we see many, many objects or not. Yes. Even if you go to the supermarket and be a huge mall and all that, you may see. You, when you see all of them, the desire for all objects arise in your mind. Thank God. Desire for all objects doesn't arise. Only what? Something catches attention and attraction, right? దేన్ ఆల్రెడీ వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ సత్యబుద్ధి, భిన్నబుద్ధి, సుఖబుద్ధి, శోభన అధ్యాస్. దెన్ నైస్, ఇట్ నో రియలీ నైస్. సంకల్ప స్టార్టెడ్, దిస్ కాల్ సంకల్ప. వెన్ యూ సే అసంకల్ప చేత కామ, డిజైర్ అరైజెస్ నాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ పర్సీవింగ్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్. అదే ఎవ్రీ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ యూ సీ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ డిజైర్ స్టార్ట్ అరైజింగ్, లైఫ్ విల్ బి మిజరబుల్. లక్కీలీ ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్, థ్యాంక్ గాడ్. ఓన్లీ సంథింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ అవర్ మైండ్ స్టార్ట్ సింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ సో నైస్, సో బ్యూటిఫుల్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ క్యాన్ స్టాప్ దేర్ ఇట్ ఈ ఓకే, బట్ వీ డోంట్ సవ్ కెన్ ఐ హ్యావ్ దాట్ ఆర్ కెన్ యూ హా 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 ఓ సేల్స్ మ్యాన్తో ఖడై రహతా హై. యూ స్టార్ట్ సీయింగ్ ద అనదర్ థాట్ అరైజెస్, ఇఫ్ ఐ ఓన్లీ కెన్ హ్యావ్ ఇట్. సో ఫస్ట్ ఇస్ అట్రాక్షన్, దెన్ యూ స్టార్ట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సో నైస్, దెన్ లెట్ మీ సీ లిటిల్ మోర్, దెన్ యాజ్ యూ స్టార్ట్ థింగ్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత లాంగ్వేజ్, ధ్యాయతో విషయాన్ పుంస సంగస్తేషు ఉపజాయతే సంగాత్ సంజాయతే కామ. సీ ఇఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ ప్రెసెంట్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ ఎంటర్టైన్ ఎనీ సచ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ థాట్, నో డిజైర్ విల్ బి దేర్. బట్ సపోజ్ యు ఆర్ సిట్టింగ్ ఆల్ అలోన్ ఈవెన్ ద హిమాలయన్ కేవ్, ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ దేర్, బట్ ఇఫ్ మైండ్ స్టార్ట్స్ ఆర్ థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్, డిజైర్ విల్ అరైజ్. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆర్ పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ దట్ క్రియేట్స్ డిజైర్ ఆర్ డిస్లైక్, లైక్ డిస్లైక్స్ నథింగ్. ఇస్ హౌ వీ స్టార్ట్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ ఇట్, బ్రూడింగ్ ఓవర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్, బ్రూడింగ్ ఓవర్ దట్. దేవన్ మహాభారతం ఇదే శ్లోక, కామ జానామి తే మూలం, ఓ డిజైర్ ఐ నో యువర్ ఒరిజిన్, ఐ నో యువర్ రూట్. సంకల్పాత్ క్రియా, యూ అరైజ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్యాన్సీఫుల్ ఇమాజినేషన్స్ ఇన్ మై మైండ్. దాట్ ఈస్ ఎ రియల్ థింగ్, ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ థింగ్, ఇట్స్ ఎ జాయ్ గివింగ్ థింగ్. మైండ్ గోస్ ఆన్ ప్రొజెక్టింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ మైండ్ స్టార్ట్స్ ఐ లైక్ ఇట్, ఐ వాంట్ ఇట్. విదౌట్ దాట్ వాట్ లైఫ్? But you don't have money. What does a credit card is there, you know? Credit card Zindabad. But how many things you already bought on that credit card and how will you pay? Doesn't matter, you know. Oh, baad mein dekha jayega, we'll see later on and all that. But now I should get it. And once that desire arises, see, if it is only just beginning rudimentary sankalpa, you can drop it. But once it takes this form of desire, it becomes irresistible. That's called kama. If someone says, I had desire but I dropped it, that means it had not taken the form of desire, it was just a thought. It just came in. But once it becomes a desire, then irresistible. So he said, asankalpa jayat kamam. Don't entertain their sankalpa. Already I told you sankalpa means what? That it is real, it is beautiful, it is source of joy. From that only desire will arise. Remember yesterday I gave you the example of plastic mango? I gave to somebody today mango, the person wanted to see whether it is plastic. I said, no, no, it is real. So, maja hai. Asankalpa jai, very powerful statement. So Rishi said, I know your root. Ato na sankalpa ishyami. I will not entertain any thought now. Let me see how will you be born. తన జనమీ నీ యోగా you will not be born. Now, if desire is not there, so where the question of frustration on not getting it, and even if you get or don't get it, then krodham kama vivarjanat. When the desire is gone, anger goes away. You didn't want it. But if you want, and then if it is obstructed, then you get angry. That anger directed towards that obstruction. Then that is called an anger as a reaction. Now, you know, somebody may say, very difficult, Baba. Everything is difficult. Many householders also come and they say, oh, this is very difficult. I say, the most difficult thing you have already done. What? You got married. Which is so difficult. Oh, tumko ye difficult lag? Oh, no, no, it's very difficult. Very difficult. So, even before you begin, you already accept your defeat or what? You should say, if it is difficult, therefore worth doing all. Like those are bright students, you know, they like to appear for competitive exams. Isn't it? The more difficult and more challenging, they like it. How much is 2 plus 2? Oh, yeah, kya puchna hai wala? Nothing there. So people know what? They want challenging jobs. Want very competitive some kind of exams and all that. So, it is more than a difficulty, you have to understand the whole nature, mechanism. Asankalpat jayet kama. As I told you, when you go to every huge mall and all that, so many objects you see, but every object doesn't create desire, right? And if you are sitting alone, nothing is there. But if you start thinking of something, desire will arise. It is very clear you can have an experiment and suppose a person, you don't like a person. He is not there. But if you start thinking about him, there's or he is not, nobody is there or not. Whole your body language changes there because it's so you build that world build up. Ah, sankalpa only. Asankalpa jayet kamam, krodham kama vivarjanat. Now let me tell something. This is all right, you know. Very difficult thing I say. All right. Important point. See, desire itself also is not a problem. Actually, desire is the motivating force. If desire is not there, you will not do anything. The very fact you have come to Siddhwadi for this camp, because there was desire only, no? Right? So therefore, desire also is of sattvic nature, rajasic nature, and tamasic nature. There tamasic desires means what? A desire arises to loot and plunder or to get drunk and then whatever. That is a tamasic kind of desire. Rajasic kind of desire is that of seeking the sense pleasure, power, this, that. That is rajasic desire. But sattvic desire also is there. What is sattvic desire? I want to lift myself from degraded state. I want to purify my mind. You know, that's also a desire. So therefore, if this asankalpa jayat kamam appears very difficult, so what we say, it is called divinizing that desire. Desire for liberation also is a desire. Desire for Ishwar darshan also is a desire. Akhiyan hari darshan ki pyasi, darshan do ghanshyam nath mure akhiyan pyasi. So what you see here, this tamasic desire, if that is there, don't encourage that, drop it. In rajasic also, how many times you have enjoyed those pleasures and all that, why don't you have enough of that? Now replace it, raise it to higher level of sattvic desire. I want to understand the scriptures. I want to understand what is the nature of God or truth or devotion and all that. Then also sattvic desire. So you all are here because of sattvic desire. So maintain that. That sattvic desire itself, when it is fulfilled, that also will go away and all other desires also will go away. If some other devotees had such great longing for Bhagwan Darshan, so all other desires just disappeared because this desire is so powerful. It puts an end to other. And when Bhagwan Darshan is there, even that desire is no more. And because the Bhagwan is all the time with you. So if asankalpa jayat kamam, it appears really very difficult. So what we say, divinization of desire. Okay, then it will better, no? Aisa bolo, you know, otherwise, And desire for other kind of things which bind. See, remember, desire for worldly object is such, any amount of time, any number of time you fulfill it, it always remains unfulfilled. And then there remains a cause for anger also. Because all the time it will not be fulfilled. But Bhagavad Darshan Ichha or Moksha Ichha is such that once it is fulfilled, it has already removed all other desires. And when that Ichha is fulfilled, there after that moksha is eternal, so where is the question of again and again rising again? At least in principle we must understand these things. Siddhanta Rupena. Other desires, any number of time you fulfill and again and again, and they always gives rise to another desire. One interesting example is, of your tissue paper box. When you take one tissue paper, second, pluk, etc., right? So, a desire goes to the other, pluk, aata jaati wahan pe. And we are wonderful when one dabba is over by another dabba. new boxes we buy. Now, kamna we have said. Now, krodha. Krodha also is sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. When our desire is tamasic and it is affected, then the anger which arises, that also is a reactionary anger. Rajasic desire is not fulfilled and all that. Is the sattvic anger also is there? I did not know sattvic anger also is there. See, generally our anger is what? When we want something, we don't get it, after we get angry. Or somebody pricks our ego, then we get angry. But anger should be like that of Lakshmana. Lakshmana. If anybody insulted Rama, how dare? Then you see, you can't insult Bhagwan. You cannot insult Bhagwan Bhaktas. Then that anger is not because of personal kind of thing. So it is different. Generally, the anger what we know is, it's as a reaction. It harms us and also our object of anger. It harms both. But in sattvic anger, it doesn't harm you and doesn't harm anybody also. Because it purifies. These are very deep thoughts that are there. That's why sometimes Guru also used to get angry and all that. His anger is not for anything, only to bring the disciple also on track or something like that. But that anger is a very different nature. It's called disciplining. Asankalpa jayet kamam. Krodham kama vivarjanat. Artha anartha ikshaya lobham. Ahaha. The lobha greed. Aha. The other day I said, one greed is what? I want more and more and more and more of my health. Then I want to grab other person's things also, that greed. So how to get rid of it? See, remember, if kama itself is not there, there is no room for growth. And if desire is not there, where is the question of greed also? If desire is fulfilled, I want more and more and more and more. And generally people have got the desire for wealth, pleasure, property, and power and all that, right? So what he says, anartha, you see, what you think is artha, wealth, it is anartha, it's a calamity. Iksha, you should be able to see that. How? How it is there? See, the moment a person has got first desire, then it has become what you call the greed, then what happens? The mind is already agitated. Right? As you start. Then, I don't know whether I will get that or not. Get or not. Fear is there also. Then even if I get it, I don't know, it will remain with me or not. Because so many people are also looking at it and want to, how to protect it. So therefore, before getting, there's also tension. Then when you get it, again, how to preserve it, again tension. Then when, again tension. So all the time tension only that is there. And then, when the greed is there to fulfill that, person start indulging in wrongdoings. Papasya karanam. And it becomes, that person become blind only. One humorous story I had read, I think many of you must have also read or heard also. There were two neighbors, both of them were wonderful. One was a jealous type, envious type person, and other was greedy. You can imagine. So when a greedy man had something, the jealous person, he got something. If jealous man got 3%, so both of them used to have that competition. One day, the greedy man saw that the jealous person is missing from home. So he was very uneasy. Where is he gone? So he went, found he was in, sitting in the temple, Lord Shiva's temple. Oh, he also sat there. Because he thought, if Bhagwan is pleased, he will get something which I will not have, and I want more. Both of them. And Bhagwan Shiva also wanted to have some entertainment, you know. So he appeared before both of them, same time. And said, I am very pleased with you. Now I grant you a boon, but on one condition. one of you can ask and the other man will get double of it without asking. Now you see, no, that jealous person thought, why should I ask first? He will get more. Lalchi man thought, why should I ask? He will get more. So they are looking at you, ask. Bhagwan said, I have got other appointments also. So I give you 2 more minutes. So now 1.5 minute was over and still they were not coming to any conclusion. And suddenly something happened to that jealous person. He said, Bhagwan, make me blind with one eye. So the greedy man, you know what happened? That's why they say, greed makes a person blind. Not literally, but if you don't see. But I don't want to finish the story in a very such a sad note. So then they realize their mistake and they say, Bhagwan, please, we are very sorry. We will not be jealous and greedy. Bhagwan said, good. So both of them had good eyes. We are ahimsak people, you know. Lobhat papasya karanam. From greed arises all pap. You just see why the greed for money, greed for power, greed for pleasure, greed. That's what all the problems all over the world are. Artha is anartha. Now again here also. Sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Even tamasic persons, when he gets wealth, he destroys himself and others also. Rajasic for all, a pap karma. But sattvic people, when they have the earth, when they have got wealth, they use only for the welfare of all. Paropakaraya, satam udaya. That wealth, they say, Bhagwan has blessed me with this, is only to share with others. Then that wealth does not create any problem. Or how to divinize even this emotion of greed? How we want to keep on counting money, you know? So count in name of God. Lobhiha priya jimidam timiragunatha nirantara priya lagahu mohiram. Beautiful Doha Tulsidaji wrote. He said, how a greedy person loves his money and keeps on counting his money, 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 money. Dham, dham, dham. I should go on counting Bhagavan. Nam, 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 nam. Ram, nam, ram. Kam, krodha, lobha. Are lalachi karna hai to Bhagavan ke naam ki karo na. Nam dhan ka khajana badhate chalo. Krishna Govinda Gopal gate chalo. Bhagavan naam. And bhayam tatvava marshanat. And the fear that which is there in our heart, it should be got rid of by the realization of truth. That part we'll see tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow we'll see that. Bhayam tatvava marshanat. ठीक है अभी तो भगवान नाम करो राम नाम तारकं सदा जपो रे राम नाम तारकं सदा जपो रे सदा जपो रे सदा भजो रे सदा राम नाम तारकं सदा जपो रे राम 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 Ram 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 Vyavara Ramachandra Bhagavan ki Pavana Sut Hanuman ki Umapati Mahadeva ki Bolo Bhai Sabasandhan ki पतित पावन भगवन नाम की जय श्री सद्गुरुनाथ महाराज की जय ओ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय वशिष्यते ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि